Chop should come in with his evil laugh. I love it.
Joe and Mackenzie.
So creepy.
You should do a side job where you just stand on somebody's porch, like for Halloween, and you just do that voice. I bet they'd give you some money. Okay. Creepy, but all right. Hey, it is Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now, Twitter and Instagram. That's where you can find us. And, of course, 833-563-2539. If you'd ever like to be part of the conversation, for example, Pork Chop, I want you to share with everybody what you did last night because I was kind of surprised.
Oh, last night, me and my boyfriend, we went out to eat at where I serve at Sullivan's Steakhouse, and it was fantastic.
Will you tell us about your divine dinner? Because I didn't get dinner last night, so I just want to live vicariously through you.
I got the cheesesteak egg rolls. Then I got a wedge salad. He got a French onion soup. Then I got a 12-ounce filet mignon, a $50 filet mignon. And he got the 22-ounce cowboy ribeye cut. And then we finished it off with a strawberry cheesecake, New York-style cheesecake dessert.
Can I ask you something personal?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so this is the thing when I go on dates. Your belly's too full? Like, do you just chill then, the nighttime? Or was there still hanky-panky after you have a huge meal like that?
We hanky-pankied earlier in the day.
Oh!
So.
Come on, guys, real quick. Can we quit saying hanky-panky? I feel like we're talking about my grandparents doing it.
Flipping pancakes.
Hanky-panky!
I was just wondering, because a lot of times when you take a girl or a guy to a really lavish meal, afterwards you just feel so full and just like you feast it. You know, you had a feast, so you don't want to.
Yeah, we were both pretty tired. But it was so good. Oh, and I forgot to say, we both got two drinks, too. And the drinks, they were so good. So now, since I work at the steakhouse there at Sullivan's, I had won a couple of contests. And so I had like $100 to use for free, and I get 50% off. So our bill was $204, and I only had to pay $4.
Wow.
That's great.
That's incredible. Would you really say $4 on your bill? How great.
$4.
Okay, can we talk about the cereal? I mean, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a great thing. Who told you to get that job?
Chris Hogan.
Your financial
advisor? Who got Chris Hogan on the show?
Well, you.
Okay. We should bring him back.
Hold on, Mackenzie. You were not here for this just yet, but I want to explain. I'm a little butthurt. I'm just going to be straight honest. I am not happy about this. And 833-563-2539, you don't have to tear into Pork Chop, but if you could be honest and call us up right now and tell him what I'm about to tell him, that he did the wrong thing. You took your now boyfriend for what, 2 weeks and 3 days?
No, three weeks.
Wow. Okay. 3 week boyfriend. Nice guy. I like him. He's cool. But I've been your guy for a year. I've been supporting you through the good times, the bad times, and you know I love a good steak. I just don't understand. And I told you, I'm like, hey, this financial thing, to get yourself right, you need to go to take yourself out there and get this job and make it happen. You should have taken me to go to that dinner, dude. We could have hung out and talked about the show and planned out like the holidays and all these different things. But the fact that you went without me,
Joe,
and you
took your man. He wants to wine and dine his lover.
He would have had money. I wouldn't have been that expensive. You would have had like $100 left over.
Wait, you think I should have taken you out to eat instead of my boyfriend?
That would have been the weirdest.
No, it wouldn't have been romantic. Buddies go out to eat all the time. And honestly, yes, in this situation, because you weren't paying for it, I don't think I should make you pay for me. But I'm just kind of upset. No, Mackenzie, I'm upset that he didn't take me. It kind of bothers me a little bit.
What about if your boy was in the mix, like you and the cute couple? But maybe they wanted to have a romantic vibe, Joe. You'd just be weird on the side, like chowing down on
steak.
Well,
then go do that on your own dime.
No, Joe, I how about this?
This is awkward.
Does anybody, 833-563-2539, can anybody hear me?
Maybe I will win some more contests, save up some more, comp cards, and then the next time I have another $100 off to spend, I'll take you.
I tell you something really weird?
Yeah.
I had a gentleman, and I'm sure he's really nice. He offered me $500 to take me to your steakhouse for dinner and dozens of roses.
That would have been so weird serving and you came in.
No, you don't pay me to go on dates with you. It was very sweet.
There's nothing wrong with paid dating.
Yeah, give me the money.
Yes,
give me...
there is a different term for that.
Yeah, then you could have tipped me the $500. You should have been like, you know what? Take this $500 and tip this nice young man.
What would you have done if you, like, if I obliged and went? And I'm sure he's a fabulous person. I just, I thought it was interesting. It was your steakhouse that he wanted to take me to.
You should have been.
I think our phones are broken. Nobody's calling in right now.
Because no one feels bad for you, Joe. He wanted to take his man for a romantic night.
Are they working?
That's like if you got a free, if you got something, and instead of taking Lynn's, you took
No, pork chop. Mackenzie, he got this because we told him to go get this job.
Well, he got this on his own because he's a really
hard
worker.
And some new man of 3 weeks rolls into his life when I, guess who what? Guess who was there in the beginning? Guess who welcomed you to the city? Guess who took you disc golfing?
I'll take you out disc golfing today. How about
that? No, I don't want to do that. I wanted steak and cheesy stuff.
He's really hurt. I think he misses your attention because your new man's come in the mix and you give him all your attention.
All right, well.
Joe used to be your old man.
Thanks, pork chop.
No, he's old.
Sorry. I'm glad you guys had a great date night. That's all that matters, I guess.
I forgot to mention we had 3 cheese mac and cheese and au gratin potatoes with white cheddar and bacon, too.
Stop it.